What do you make of this?
Well, it's going to be a close call if there was actually a legal action on this, because the question really is this really a private entity, or is this one because it has some aspects of getting state money, where the First Amendment would apply and they wouldn't be allowed to discriminate on for religious reasons?
Well, and, you know, maybe some state money. I know that they do play some games in state facilities. Sometimes they'll, you know, borrow a facility from, a public school to be able to play the games. Those kind of things would all factor in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For example, you and I together could form a book club, and you and I would have every right to exclude Methodists if we wanted to. If we started having that book club meet at the Houston Public Library or Bel Air High School, now we're starting to kind of blend into whether or not we're a state actor, is what the law calls it. If we use federal funds to help pay for the books, then it really gets to be a question that although we are a private organization, we've got enough state action and state money coming into us and access to state facilities that we're no longer allowed to discriminate.
Yeah, you know, I was I would go to this cigar store in Dallas when I lived there, and you could become a member of a club, you know, that the people would hang out and smoke cigars and just talk politics or whatever. And, you know, I don't know that there weren't any women involved in the club who weren't members. I just never saw any. In that scenario, if it's a store like that and, you know, it's a private club where people, they gain membership by, paying a fee, can they exclude people for religious reasons or gender reasons or any of that?
When you get to be that large and you're involved in interstate commerce, that's sort of the bane of the the conservative Tea Party movement, is the Interstate Commerce Clause gives Congress an ability to regulate a lot of entities. And so, because you get cigars in from out of state or even internationally, a lot of times Congress can regulate you. So there can be regulations that prevent, for example, hotels and housing authorities from discriminating on the basis of race. And it just depends on how far Congress has gone with regard to these particular activities. You hear about it a lot at country clubs and golf clubs as to whether or not certain members are excluded. It gets to be sort of the same situation.
So in this scenario with the Islamic school, you have State Senator Rodney Ellis, who's a Democrat here from Houston, saying that, look, if they are using public facilities, maybe they would pass a law in Austin that would say that they couldn't discriminate in this way. But until they do that, it sounds like you're saying that anybody who was going to sue them over this wouldn't have much grounds to do so.
It's one of those where it's not as cut and dry as you might think. And as much as I'd like people to continue to employ lawyers for my own personal benefit, this would be a situation where it might be the public pressure and the PR move. Yeah. There was a survey taken in this case, and some of the members of TAP said, hey, if you're going to exclude on the basis of religion, we don't want to be a part of TAP. Now, right. With more attention coming on this one, there might be more pressure from the TAP's actual members to say, hey, enough is enough. We want to let these kids have the opportunity to play regardless of their religion.
Interesting. All right, Travis Crabtree, thank you.
You're welcome.